Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks for joining me on day 5 of our series on anxiety, worry, and frustration. You know, when you think about anxiety, think about worry, I mean, it's hard for many of us to think about how would we arm ourselves and prepare ourselves to make sure that anxiety and worry don't overcome us and own us. Well, one of the stories that I think is vitally important for us to understand is about Jesus and his fast and in the wilderness when he is tempted by Satan. The Lord was in the midst of a 40-day fast. It's no surprise he's pretty doggone hungry. I've only done that a couple times in my life, and I can tell you, man, it is brutal. But it's also not a surprise that at the moment when we are weakest, that Satan wants to tempt us, just like he did Jesus, in the area where he was currently most vulnerable. The enemy tempts Jesus to satisfy his appetite by turning stone into bread. And just imagine the smell of baked bread. I mean, to me, there's nothing like a yeast roll. You know, it's just come out of the fryer and it's fluffy inside, and you put the honey butter in it and it drips out your chin when you, oh man. Well, listen, this is what kind of temptation that Satan was throwing at the Lord. You know, here's what I know about all of us. We all have cravings that we're tempted to satisfy. We all do. You know, it's easy to point at an addict and say, well, how come they can't get that under control? Well, you know, there are many of us that have all kind of problems and cravings we struggle with, not just physiological ones, but also things like people-pleasing or gossiping or worrying or striving or letting anxiety run rampant in our life. And in this study, we can grasp and understand in these 5 days talking about meditating to eliminate the stress. Well, we can understand how to be victorious, not simply by avoiding temptations or not just avoiding stressful things, but by allowing the power of Christ to overcome them in our life. You see, to defend himself, Jesus turned to the words that came from the mouth of God, and so should we. The psalmist describes the word of God as a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Because you see, the word of God can illuminate our path in life, but to only use it to light up the right path would be to miss its totality of power. Thankfully, the word of God is so much more than just a light. It's far more than just a flashlight. As Jesus knew in the wilderness, it's also our weapon. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires, according to the writer Hebrews in chapter 4, verse 12. Well, a double-edged sword speaks to us of both defending and attacking. When Jesus faced the enemy in the wilderness, his mind was bombarded by tactical temptations. Well, this is something that's pretty fascinating to me. The word was the best weapon available to defeat the schemes of the enemy. And if it was true for Jesus, how much more so is it true for us? Jesus knew that this battle wasn't purely a physical one, but a spiritual one. Living armed and ready is essential to our journey and our victory over worry, anxiety, and stress. It means knowing what the Bible says and how to use it as truth as our defense. As we grow as followers of Jesus, as we grow in our Christian life as disciples, we have to grow in knowing his truth. In this truth, there's freedom and victory. So today, let God turn the light on to show you which path to take, and pick up his sword and practice with it so that you'll be ready for whatever comes your way. So I want to leave you with this psalm before we jump into a time of quietude with the Lord. Are you ready? In Psalm 119, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. I've promised it once and I'll promise it again. I will obey your righteous regulations. I have suffered much, O Lord. Restore my life again as you promised. Lord, accept my offering of praise and teach me your regulations. My life constantly hangs in the balance, but I will not stop obeying your instructions. The wicked have set their traps for me, but I will not turn from your commandments. Your laws are my treasure. They are my heart's delight. I am determined to keep your decrees to the very end. And friend, when it is more than a light when God's Word now becomes a weapon to fight off stress and worry and anxiety, now we are taking up the entire counsel of God and using it in an amazing way. So today, let's start our time of meditation by you claiming a few promises. Are you ready? Say this with me and say it out loud if it's where you can. God, today, I count on your promises to deliver me from worry, anxiety, and fear. God, I count on your promises found in your word that I can count on your laws as my treasure and my heart's delight. And Lord, I'm counting on you to replace my fret, my worry, and my anxiety today with your overwhelming presence in my life. I want to know you, and I want you to guide me. So let's take a couple of deep breaths before we enter into a time to listen for the voice of God. You ready? Let's draw in another breath. And now I want to give you 70 seconds to simply listen. I think this is the most powerful part of meditation, that we still our soul. We quiet our mind. We don't fill it with any other voice. We don't fill it with any other noise. We simply are allowing God to take and do as he sees fit within our lives. And we do that day in, day out, through weekday meditation. I'll come back in 70 seconds and close our time. Go. And we're back. I trust that in those 70 seconds that you have heard the voice of God and you know the direction in which he is calling you and leading you today. I want to leave you with Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Friend, listen, the only way to gain peace in the midst of anxiety is to turn to God our Creator, trusting in His perfect will and in His power to hold us in His hands. The best way to remember this truth is to look to His Word. It is a lamp, it is a light, it is a direction, and it is truth. I want you to claim Philippians 4:6 today. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Friend, He cannot wait to hear them. And I'll promise you, when we cry out to help for Him to step into our life, cry out to Him for help, He will hear us and He will answer us. God bless you, friend. I'll see you back again for another weekday meditation on the following Monday. God bless you. Bye now.